Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're discussing the importance of showing yourself some love. Let me ask you something. When was the last time you did something just for you? Not for your spouse, your kids, or your friends, but just for you. If you can't quite remember, I can't say I'm too surprised. You see, oftentimes as moms, we sacrifice our own enjoyment and even our health for the well-being of our kids and loved ones. And we call it sacrifice and sweep our needs under the rug. And some of us do this because deep down inside, we feel unworthy of care and attention. But as you've probably already heard, we can't fully love others until we truly learn to love ourselves. Every part of ourselves, muffin tops, mood swings, and all. Now, does this mean we don't try to better ourselves? Absolutely not. It means that we accept ourselves as women who are making a commitment to being the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be. And something I really want to communicate with you mamas listening is that you must learn to love yourself genuinely and deeply where you are right now, before you hit your weight loss goal or achieve that next big thing. Because I'm telling you, that accomplishment or thing is not ultimately going to make you happy. But if you have love for yourself in every season of your life, those good victorious seasons and those reached goals will be so much sweeter. They'll amplify your belief in yourself and boost your confidence. So first, let's talk about expectations we set for ourselves as moms and women. Many of us at some point or another have created some fantasy life for ourselves that we realistically cannot live up to, and then we beat ourselves up when we fall short. So instead of being the blissful embodiment of Zen, too often we're just stressed out, frustrated, and exhausted physically, mentally, and emotionally. Now, does this make us bad wives, moms, or friends? No, it makes us human. And the truth is, your family probably isn't going to be resentful towards you for not being the top chef in the kitchen or the most trendy housewife. And that's good news. Now, let's talk about how you see yourself. I once heard someone say that you are not who you think you are or who others think you are, but rather who you think others think you are. So, I know, like, follow me for a second. Stick with me. So tell me, who is that person? Imagine yourself watching you from someone else's point of view. What do you see? Do you see a strong, beautiful woman with her natural share of human flaws? Or do you see an insecure, deeply wounded girl defined primarily by her imperfections and mistakes? Let me tell you a little secret that's not really a secret. A little faith in yourself goes a long way. And when there's no proof that you can accomplish something incredible and you go out on a limb with full confidence anyway, sure, you might fall flat on your face and hurt your pride a little bit. But chances are, you'll break mental and physical barriers that you never thought possible. And this builds your confidence exponentially. And even if you did fail that time, you're a stronger, more courageous woman for having tried. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not going to be a little scary. But what's more important, staying at your current level of comfort, coasting through life, getting through each day until you reach the end, the last day, or pushing past your comfort zone, mustering up the courage to become the woman you always dreamed you would be, with a high probability that you actually will become her? So what I would like for all of you to do today, and really as much as you can on a daily basis going forward, is take a little time to imagine the person you will become. Imagine how she feels, what she acts like, what she likes, how she speaks, you know, what her mannerisms are, her body language, all of that, every detail, as many details as you can. And imagine that healthy, vibrant, strong, sexy woman you are on the way to embodying fully. And never lose sight of that vision. Well, that's it for today, ladies, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.